Park City Municipal is grappling with nearly $700,000 less in revenue than projected for several reasons. One was the loss due to a state tax error, which occurred last year, giving the city tax revenue that should have gone to the county. The city paid back that money to the county, but misses out on the nearly $500,000 in projected tax revenue. The other is the Affordable Health Care Act, which cost the city an additional $200,000 in insurance in next year's budget. Jed Briggs from the city's budget department says, despite all that, it's not dire. In fact, he says other tax revenues are up.
Modest increases to property tax, as well as, you know, sales tax is actually coming in spite of the loss, which, you know, the money wasn't ours anyway, but we were projecting it last year when we were doing our financial projections, then we saw that money go away, and so it definitely impacted us. However, our sales tax is coming in pretty good so far this year. It could be one of our highest that we've seen.
Briggs says the Affordable Care Act has added more employees to the health insurance pool due to the mandate that employees working more than 30 hours receive benefits. He says they were able to offset some expenses. It could have been a much more costly blow.
So it's really adding more employees to our health insurance pool. As far as the individual premiums that we already pay, those actually, oddly enough, our premiums didn't really go up very much this year. So that was nice, and we had projected them to go up, and they didn't.
Next year's budget also reflects some salary increases, which, says Briggs, are benchmarks based on other communities in the state.
Now, they use benchmarks. They use what's called the Wasatch Compensation Group, and so they're using benchmarks from in and around Utah for other local governments to come up with a recommendation. So they match job descriptions, and they're able to look at that and look at all the job descriptions, come up with a recommendation that went to Diane, and Diane ultimately made the pay plan recommendation. And to be honest, the recommendation right now is one of the lowest we've seen in many years as far as the pay plan recommendation.
The city now budgets over 2 years, though the 2016 year is more conceptual. This preliminary 2015 budget will be approved in early June. The city is looking at a $54 million operating budget for 2015, as well as a capital budget of $86 million. Briggs says the capital budget will pay for some significant improvements around the city.
We have the library expansion being one of those projects. We have a lot of water projects, which cost a lot, so we have to bond for those. And we also have walkability projects, which we bond for, street projects, downtown enhancements, you know, those types of things. It's prioritized and it is allocated to these different projects, so it's not just sitting out in some kind of pool or anything like that. Yes, we're definitely using this money towards city improvements and economic development, I would say.
He says a property tax increase won't happen in the near future.
We've managed to balance the budget without a property tax increase, and I'm proud of that. I don't think it's needed at this point. Maybe sometime in the future, you know, 5-6 years or something. But at this point, we could do it without a property tax increase.
That's Jed Briggs from Park City Municipal's budget department. City Council will hear the budget presentation Thursday during work session, beginning at 5 p.m. in the City Council chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.